One thing I want to say is, first off, I want to give Jerry a little bit of time, and then after that, I want to get into some other stuff. But Jerry, what's your sign, and whatever his sign is, what can you, and your birthday? I know I originally gave you Jay's, but Jay's not here, so Jerry's here. But Jay, what's your sign, baby, and what's your birthday? I want to hear Dr. Turi say something.
Again, if he's a private person, he can only give me his sun sign. But if he gives me the year, of course, I would find much more about himself. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm listening. So what's your date of birth? Okay, give me your date of birth.
Yeah, it's no problem. August 14th, 1978.
Okay, so let me look at the, first of all, you were born in August. Okay, so you've got to remember something. I'm sure you heard of Schwarzenegger, President Clinton, President Obama, Madonna, Michael Jackson. All those guys were born in August like you. Now that is your soul's purpose. Now, during the day, every planet shines away, only the sun shines. This means that God wants you to build a stage. And on that stage, he wants you to give the light. Do I make sense? That is your soul's purpose. Do I make sense as a Leo?
Definitely.
Now, you were also born with Mercury in the sign of Leo in your first house. Mercury, remember, is the messengers of the God, writing, reading, talking, communicating. So God wants also you to shine through your spoken and printed words. Do you write books? Do you speak?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I do. It's one of the
good. I'm just giving you an hint, okay? Yeah. Now, like me, you were born with Saturn in Virgo, so don't eat when you're upset. When you get to 50, around 50, go and check for colonoscopy. Saturn is right on your digestive tract, and it could give you a problem there. Saturn is also affecting the sign of Virgo. That could make you detail-oriented when it comes to make money or editing or organizing things. Do I make sense again?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and most of all, you were born with the moon in the sign of Sagittarius, and that is your emotional response to life. Sagittarius was the Indians. Sagittarius was philosophy, the Mayan, the spiritual values. Sagittarius was the teacher, the philosopher, the publisher. So your emotional response in Sagittarius means you could live on a rural area in the mountain, or you could have pets around you, or you could have Indian artifacts around you. You carry quite a lot of past life residue with disappeared civilization, mostly because your tail of the dragon when you were born is in Pisces. Now, that is a very karmic position for your tail to be. In many ways, it means you don't have much of a fate. Your faith is based upon the reincarnation of your thought, of course, the understanding of the supraconscious in time and space, and universal laws based upon the moon fluctuations. So you do have some work to do in order to really control your destiny, but you don't have much of a faith. So there's a lot of things you can do with this type of chart. But be careful, your tail is controlled by Neptune. And I spoke in length earlier about drugs, about alcohol, about religion. And I hope you never had to swim downstream yourself and being victimized by this tail of the dragon. Now, a quick question. Do you have any, are you afraid of water, or do you like water?
Actually, I enjoy water for the most part. You know what I mean? It's
Now, another question. Do you have any problem on your feet? Surgery, or did you hurt your feet? Are they eye arch, whatever?
When I was more unbalanced, I would say in earlier years, I did have issues with like calluses or blisters and stuff like that. But since I've kind
there
of myself a lot better at not at all. So
yeah, the reason why I asked you this question is to make sure you give me because some people don't give me the right date of birth. They don't want to appear too old. So this confirmed that you were born with the tail of the dragon in Pisces. And then you regenerate from the magnetic field of the earth through your feet. You have a lot of past life as a female. Now, this does not take anything away from your masculinity. But you have had a lot of past life as a medicine woman during the Mayan time. And during the Mayan time, you didn't spend as much time as you do today on carpet, on wood floor, on concrete, on your tire, on the highway. You were always connecting with Mother Earth through your feet. And you do not do it as much. And that's why your feet, when your feet start to give you trouble, and if you don't regenerate, then you're going to lose it. You're going to have some problems. Do that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And even now, like I was saying, because I'm not necessarily out in the rural area yet, although this is one of the goals, I do change my shoes enough, you know what I mean? Because I am conscious of like where like my pressure is on my feet, what's, you know, stuff like that. Because yeah, I saw that it can become an issue, shall we say. So I'm pretty conscious of that. And so it does make sense what you're saying, for sure.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you confirmed what I'm talking about here. But ultimately, you also have to be aware that being born under the Leo sign, you may also carry a subconscious fear of death and disease. I mean, you have to remember, Leo is love and light, okay? So make sure not to let your imagination get out of order, because that could make you more prone to a reptilian infestation. And you could start to go insane about the natural things and overload yourself with vitamin and supplement, and at the same time put stress on your liver, which is trying to eliminate all that it doesn't need. Do that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Especially as you know, my own evolution has happened, and I've seen, like, you know, for instance, like using ibuprofen regularly, like something I don't do anymore, which I used to do, which would be taxing the kidneys and stuff for sure. Definitely in the progression and evolution so far. Yeah, everything makes a lot of sense and is definitely applicable.
Thank you, my friend. Another thing that I want to remind you is. Being a Pisces, one more time, you don't have much of a fate. You are pretty much in charge of your destiny, providing you understand your cosmic design and work closely to the cosmic design. And then from there's nothing you cannot do. I mean, you're a Leo. I mean, you're meant to get the stage. Your only limitation is you and your lack of cosmic awareness. So yeah. Be positive. That's what it comes down. And also another thing, as you're going to get older, your back and your knees will also give you some problems. Okay. But that might be later on, not just yet. You're going to live a long life. I already see that. Stay away from doctors, Neptunians, the people that drink, that take drugs, people that heal themselves with pot. Stay away from, deceiving psychic who don't have any specific structure to work with the subconscious. You're very vulnerable. Pay attention to your dreams, and be careful each time you ingest anything that's not natural. You're prone to poisoning with a tail in Pisces. You know, there is so much more to say about you, but again, I don't want to go too much in depth in exposing your nature to the public. Even though that the people learn from me, I understand my limit as far as I can talk to you tonight. If anything else, we have to do it in private, okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. Yeah, it all makes a lot of sense, and it does line with everything. And as we kind of know, you mentioned the FBI visits, like certain entities, they already kind of have this information anyways. And so,
people do not understand that if they make a specific request or they become more curious or they apply critical thinking, you can Google, for example, Dr. Curie and gay, if you want to know what it means to be gay, Dr. Curie prediction, Dr. Curie Trump, Dr. Curie this, Dr. Curie that. I've been writing for years. There is tons and tons of material that you can find on Google. Or if you go to my website and start to dig into my blog, you can learn a lot of things in my newsletters. Ultimately, it's a matter of wanting to be curious. Now, the FBI knows about this, and all the popes in the Vatican have been taught astrology by the Vatican Council. I got the pictures that were given to me by my good friend, Jordan Maxwell. There is so much going on, so much deception, so much manipulation, because we are just entering the age of Aquarius. Aquarius was technology, UFO, the impossible, the incredible. It regulates the future of humanity, humanitarianism, this new age of Aquarius rules anything and everything that is so futuristic. And of course, it rules also astrology. That's why astrology is slowly, especially through people like me and all my students that are working out there, following my guidance, it's coming back. You know, it's time for the truth to come to light. The age of Pisces, the age of religion, the age of deception and poisoning is still in full force, because we are just at the burgeoning. We are just at the beginning of this age of Aquarius. And you can see that humanity has made much more progress last 50 years than the last 2,000 years that was spent under the deceptive religious sign of Pisces, mostly because all the information that the religious and scientific or infected matrixes own are kept in the dark. They control the information, they control the media, they have the money, they have the organization, they have the power, and this is why I cannot be talking anymore on Coast to Coast. I'm banned from Coast to Coast. I'm banned from Wikipedia. I'm banned from all major websites because I started to attract so much attention. I was on LinkedIn, and the president of LinkedIn sent me an email, which I collected, God thanks for that, saying to me, Dr. Turi, you are one of the top 2% pages read on LinkedIn. And one day I just logged in and that was it. I could not go there anymore. I could not educate people anymore because I was pointing out, I was saying the truth about some really, really big heads like Tom, some of the motivational speaker, top of the world motivational speaker. I was saying the truth about them, and they didn't like that. And obviously, the word went to the top, and then they said, "Oh, this guy has too many people read his work, so we're gonna ban him." Same with Google. Google removed thousands of my articles, and the new one has survived. But all that I did over the years has been deleted. And they told me all your stuff's going to be deleted. So that's what you get. There's a lot of religious people out there, a lot of atheists that hate my guts. They are either envious, jealous, or I vex them because my perception to God is so different than theirs, a very limited perception they have in my head. And then all they do is just... complain. And next thing you know, priceless cosmic teaching and my wisdom has been removed. Yeah, and that's the sad story. But the new age of Aquarius is on my side. And that I know, regardless how much the reptilians are going to try to shut me down or to destroy me, they will not succeed because I've been touched by the divine and I am protected.
Well, now,
there is a question. There is another question you had, if I may. Earlier, you were also asking me, Jeffrey, how do people fight the reptilians?
Yes.
I give you the first explanation, and you and your audience understood me well, correct?
Yes.
Now, there are other ways, and I got to give you an example, so maybe you understand what I'm trying to say here. Many years ago, when I was at the Royal School of Music in London, instead of smoking pot with all the very wealthy Iranian kids driving Jaguar and messing up with all the girls, I was just banging this piano nonstop. I was doing my arpeggio. I ended up winning the Distinction Cup in front of 400 students, and I was very proud. I was working three jobs, and I was doing my work, and I graduated, and I was very proud. Now I can't play piano. Okay. Now, there was a guy there. He was a friend of mine. And he was my friend because he vibrated at my cosmic speed. In other words, he didn't socialize as much that all the other guys did. But each time we were going out together, he was amazed how easy it was for me to, let's be honest, to pick up girls. Not because I was French and I was young and 23 years old or 25 year old and handsome and all that good stuff. He was always wondering, how come, Louis, you talk to a girl and she literally fall in love with you? Why not me? What have I done? And then, I mean, looking at him, he was not ugly at all. He was quite handsome himself, but he was not sure of himself, and he was repellent. Repellent means, regardless how much money you have, regardless of the Ferrari that you drive, the house that you have, the money that you have, some people will not be interested. They don't want to be on your aura, put it this way. They just won't like you. It's just the way it is, okay? And this happened also at a very young age with kids at school, and that led to some of these kids to commit suicide because they are totally rejected and they are bullied. So basically, they are naturally repellent. Okay, where that came from? There is a tiny planet in everybody's chart called Venus. Venus in Greek mythology is called the goddess of love. She also controls the amount of magnetism every human being is born with. So if you have a very strong Venus in your fifth house, which is the seat of attraction between human beings, you're going to be very magnetic. In my case, I happen to have the head of the dragon in the fifth house. So not only am I extraordinarily creative, but I'm also pretty magnetic, put it this way. Now, I'm 69 years old, so I've been around, and I think a lot of people can learn from that. So he says to me, what can you do to help me, Louis? Looking at his UCI, his stars, or his unique celestial identity, I realized that my friend had a very, very weak Venus. Now, Venus metal is copper. In other words, very famous Venusian actors, and I could take, for example, Brad Pitt, Charles Bronson, they have the physical beauty or they have the magnetism. Of course, Brad Pitt has the physical beauty, Charles Bronson has the magnetism, which means when a lady wants to look attractive or a guy, he goes in the sun and he's trying to look for the brown copper, the tan, okay? The brown color of the copper on his skin, so it becomes more beautiful, so to speak. And there are people who are overloaded in their chart with this planet. And my friend was very, very low. He didn't have enough Venus magnetism to not to attract lady, but to engage in the conversation and not to repel them, so to speak, okay? So I decide, this is where I've learned. I decided to do something. I said, what if I was captivating in a piece of metal, a piece of copper that I can play with, melt and engrave? What if I could captivate Venus rising? And I did so. I waited for Venus to be rising. I melted a piece of copper and I engraved stars in the little copper and I gave it to him. That was the first talisman I ever made. And my God, even myself, I was surprised of the results. What was lacking in his stars when he was born now was in his pocket or in his wallet, so to speak. And that was plenty enough to break down the malefic energy, the lack of attraction between human beings, and boost his magnetism to the roof. And he was able to find girls, to find love, to find happiness. Now, in reference to the reptilians now, that I give you this example, there are people that have a weak planet called Uranus in their chart. If you have a weak planet, Uranus, in your chart, you are not going to deal with electronics very well. You're going to be a liability if you fly with somebody, because Uranus or Aquarius was aeronautical instruments, technology, computers, television, the future, UFOs. If there is a lot of people who have a low, a negative Uranus, that plane could have a problem. Or if the pilot of that plane has a low Uranus in his chart and is not compensated by the passengers in the back, that plane is not going to get to where it's supposed to go. Something's going to go wrong. Something that science will say, oh, well, it was this and it was that, or it was a fault. Whatever excuses, there are no accidents, only cosmic circumstances that science has not yet acknowledged, because Uranus was the future. Uranus was a genius. Einstein was born with the head of the dragon in Aquarius. All the geniuses, all the people that are unique and special, have a very strong planet Uranus effect in their chart, and that includes me. I was born in February under the constellation of Aquarius. The future, humanitarianism, the stars, UFOs, and a magnet will attract a piece of wood. This is why I have all these extraordinary experiences constantly with me. Now, if somebody wants to deal with extraterrestrial and he has a very low effect, Uranus effect in shock, it's never going to happen. So I have had people who have asked me, Dr. Chewy, make me a talisman that would attract UFOs. So when I make the talisman, I wait for that energy to be strong. I captivate it. I put it in the talisman, and I tell those people when it's time for them to get their camera and to go in the desert. Okay? Oh, but that you don't have to be in the desert, as far as I'm concerned. They got me right in before LA, and long story. I'm sure you heard my UFO experience in the past.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to tell you. I can do that. I can make talisman and compensate for the negative energy or the lack of energy. If you're looking for love, for UFO, for your health or for your wealth. And that's, I've been making a lot of those talisman lately. And it takes me a time. Sometimes the energy or the cosmic winds are not appropriate. So I have to ask those people to wait. They say, you're not buying a piece of jewelry here. I'm not a jewelry maker. But I captivate cosmic winds that can help you in what requests or wishes you have. So you got to be patient until those winds push the ship. Okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about my romance sector. Like, I have encounters with the ladies, but keeping a long term, it's like everybody's like in weird open relationship stuff or friends with benefits or I'm married. Do you want to have fun with us? Weird stuff. And I'm like, what happened to like a long term relationship? Wow. They're gone.
let me explain that to you, Jeffrey. Remember, do you remember your dragon's tail? What yes. sign is it, Jeffrey? What sign is it?
Sagittarius?
No. Sagittarius? No, that's your dragon's head. That's your dragon's head. Oh, you're lucky with foreigners teaching and publishing. Your tail is in Gemini.
Oh, okay.
Gemini is 2, 4, 6. And you wonder why. Some swinger are asking you, why do you think swinger exists? They're part of the human experiences. And you attract swingers because you're a Gemini on the seventh house of marriage and the house of partnerships. Like Trump is a Sagittarius on the seventh house of marriage and end up marrying a foreign lady. And Trump is a dual. A dual means 2, 4, 6. Trump can never have one golf course or one hotel or one restaurant. It's 2, 4, 6, 8. And that's why had it the stars work in his favor, he's prone to be reelected. But because all the mess that he did, his duality now is turning against him. All the people that counsel the president are idiots. I mean, they are all rational. They're all educated. They're all attorney. Even his own little daughter is counseling the dad. It doesn't work that way. President Trump should have had me to guide him. Believe me, he would have been a much better president than what it is today. And again, I don't want to offend the people because I couldn't care less who you're voting for or what type of political personality you support or endorse or vote for. I don't care. My message is not about or for Trump. My message is depicting the cosmic identity of a president, which now we all have to experience. Remember, it's dragon's head, it's Gemini, the opposite of yours, Jeffrey. Gemini rules radio, television, magazine, which means since he has been elected, it has been impossible not to talk about Mr. President because his dragon said in Gemini is ruled by the messengers of the god and making television, the media, newspaper, and magazine very wealthy and very rich on his name. But Mr. President is no cosmic conscious, and so are not the 99.9% percent of the American people out there. They all go to church or they all support and endorse NASA. They do not understand the cosmic divinity. They don't understand the stars. But hey, yes, there is Dr. Turi now, and hopefully I'll get a bigger voice, and thanks to you guys, which has allowed me to do that on your show.
That's right. It's great to have you here. Well, the political scene in America right now, I mean, I don't even watch the news that much anymore. It's crazy. It's like a horror movie. Like, it's very draining. It's very draining. What the hell's happening with it? Is he about to be arrested? What do you think is going to happen with all this? Everybody's been arrested who worked for him so far. Michael Cohen just went to jail.
I wrote a quatrain 4 years ago. When I explain exactly what would happen to Trump, the quatrain is very clear. And again, you go to drturi.com, you scroll down to that comet, where I mentioned comet, you click on it, and you can read the quatrain about our president. Let's see if I can find it. But in what I'm trying to tell you here, you need to remember, he is a Gemini dragon's head. People need to understand, Gemini means talking, gossiping, telephone, newspaper, magazine. The head of the dragon of the president, because it is the most powerful man on the planet, is beneficiating every single media organizations out there. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But there is so much. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say the other thing I wanted to get into was when I had Peter Lavenda on the show, we discussed me using the word, Mabus Mabus for my radio show. And he said that I created a thought form that drained me or something to that nature. Well, the story of that is when I was younger, I used to go to a lot of, concerts and hang out with a lot of musicians, and I was going to make a metal band named Mabus, but of course I cleaned up my act and had all my experiences and stuff, and it just kind of turned into a radio show. And I guess the reason I did Church of Mabus, which probably wasn't exactly the smartest thing to do, I kind of had this, like, I guess like an Alice Cooper shock rock kind of attitude. It was like, let's piss people off. What two words can I put together? Plus, I always liked the word. There was something about it that was alluring. And I guess I want you to get into it. But my question is, I know I try to find the root of why everyone thinks it means Antichrist, and it seems like Nostradamus doesn't ever like just say that outright, but I know John Hoag said it in a documentary in the 90s. Is that the root of it? What is the root of it meaning that? Did he actually ever say it meant that? Because, I don't think he did he?
No, well, let me bring you back first to what it takes to translate Nostradamus quatrain, okay?
Okay.
In order for anybody to do any translations on Nostradamus quatrain, you have to speak his language. And Nostradamus was, before anything, an astrophile. Astrophile means someone who uses astrology, but not modern astrology, somebody who used the 16th century methodology, and which has nothing to do with the Julian calendar. Okay, all right, now, in order to do that, you also have to remember that Nostradamus was born in Provence, like me, okay? And in Provence, which is a state in the south of France, there is a dialect which is rapidly disappearing. It's called Le Provençal. And Nostradamus used in his quatrain Le Provençal, and a lot of astrological findings, he used very nebulous, confusing terms because he did not want the Inquisition to cut his head off. And the reason why he was able to survive all this is because he was friends with Catherine de Medicis, because some of the prediction that he did about the king who was going to die as the lion and end up with a jout particle in his eye and finally die. So it's important to realize that not only you have to have the tools to translate this quatrain properly, but you need to also to be aware that there is a curse. And I wrote about it. Again, it's on my website. You go down there, you scroll down, drturi.com, and you click on the curse of Nostradamus, and you can read all the details, okay? Now, the Antichrist should not be interpreted textually. It is not Hitler. It is not Obama. It is not Trump. It is not Putin. It's every one of us. It is the New Age of Aquarius. Antichrist stands for religion that were created by the reptilians to confine humanity into the codification of thought, and in the process to build a lot of differences and chaos. Christ was the representation or a channel, an icon of love, forgiveness, education, harmony, wisdom, peace, name it. But for centuries, religion were used as an excuse to gain power, to build wealth, to kill and ravage countless of lives. The Antichrist is more of a truth seeker, somebody like me, like you, a wise soul, anyone willing to battle any and all form of ignorance that endorses fear, deception, abuse, and someone who educates others and expose God as he is, an eternal cosmic entity. The Antichrist means anti-religion, anti-submission, anti-disinformation, anti-manipulation, or the end of the age of Pisces.
Gotcha.
It's much more behind the Antichrist. But if you use logic, anti means anti. And Christ is what Christ stands for, which is love, light, religion. But religion, again, were created by the reptilians, while Christ's initial ministry, I repeat myself, was to introduce our Father in the heavens, or introduce humanity to God, cosmic divinity. And astrology were deeply, deeply involved, because astrology is nothing else than a representation of the essence of the 12 apostles, which represent the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 months of the year, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 notes of music, and so forth. Unless you have a basic understanding of what the cosmic code jurisdiction is all about, you can only refer to the Antichrist as an evil person. And that is what Christians call me, an evil person, because I do not erroneously follow what they think the word of Christ, when I actually know better than all these religious fanatics out there who desperately need to understand and to accept the truth as it is. That's why they hate me, because I am an Antichrist, and so are you an Antichrist tonight in what you're doing by helping people to get out of the codification of thought, their fear, their ignorance, or hell. And you're not going to go to hell because you're already on hell in ignorance and fears.
Well, why do they think Mabus means that? I've always wondered if it meant maybe us. Maybe us will soon die, and he was talking to a future lifetime or something.
Well, listen, it is no mystery around it. Death is something that we have all in time to face. It is unavoidable. Okay. Now, it amazes me that people perceive death as the end of everything. Death is a recycling process to a higher dimension. Unless you're stupid like me and you reincarnate yourself on this dense physical world and make a mission to help people to raise above their limitation. Now, there are people who decide to reincarnate and help the world. Every one of us, in some ways, has some karma to pay. Some are here to learn. They are young souls. And some are here to guide and lead others into the divine. Now, in between, you have so much distraction. So, who cares how you're going to end? You know you will end, but it's not an end. That's what I would be more concerned to talk about. Nostradamus knew. He knew from the core of his soul that people, it takes a lifetime. I'm 69 years old and I'm still building cosmic consciousness. He knew, like I do, that without cosmic consciousness, the reptilians will take over this world, and this world will be another disappeared civilization, which is going to end up in the molten, in the lava, 100 kilometers under your feet. There are countless of human and other various essence of life under your feet that are gone. And there'll be more. We are here on this world for a fraction of a time. Now, let me explain something to make you aware that there is not really time in space. There is no distance and there is no time. You know, what was your radio show, Mabus, 50 years ago? Jeffrey?
What was your question now?
What was your radio show 50 years ago?
50 years ago?
No, 50.
Oh, well, the show's been around. Next year will be year 10, so...
Okay, so it did not exist. My question is,
exactly.
I just wanted you to say it did not exist. Okay. Correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, do you drive a car, yes?
Not currently. I don't.
Well, you have a Gemini Dragon's tail, so you're not exactly lucky with transportation, car, or anything that moves. Mercury rules a very strong part of your chart.
That's true.
Okay, so... Yeah, well, I see that. Usually also break bones and arms or fingers. Did you break any bones in your life or not?
I've never broke any bones.
No, never. That means you can control your tail. You have control over your tail. You're very lucky. Some people don't have the luxury. Do you have any allergies or not?
No, I don't get sick that often. Not rarely.
Good again. That dictates again that you have a strong dragon's tail working on your favor. So you're not... You know, that unlucky as you may think.
I was just gonna say I have this big giant dragon from, like, it's a Halloween prop, and you turn it on and it glows and makes a noise. It's huge. It was like $150, but its tail broke off. Its tail broke off recently. I have to super glue it back.
Well, there is no accident. These are messages from your subconscious, but you haven't been trained to read omens, physical or spiritual. I can teach you all that in time, sometime. Okay, let's go back to answer that question. Why was, let's take Los Angeles about, let's say 500 years ago. What was Los Angeles 500 years ago? It did not exist. Correct?
Correct.
All right. Just be objective. Just be objective. All I'm trying to mention to you is that as a child of the universe, you have been made in the image of God. We all have the power to create. And you're going to have a lot of destruction out there that will be they put in your face on your way to stop that objectivity and that awareness. Okay. Now, Nostradamus knew how hard and difficult it would be for humanity to raise its psychical perceptive values by mastering what took him all his life to master and what took me all my life to master, which is astrology or the cosmic code. He knew that not knowing your relationship with the design, not understanding the stars, is a direct offense to creation and to God himself. So he knew well, and for sure, like I do, that we are all doomed. It's just a matter of time. We are all doomed, unless, and how is that possible? Unless I could be educating people of what's really going on with the reptilians, make the American people aware of their position as far as the thought process, creative process is concerned. And to do that, I would have to own a national stage, something that is practically impossible for me to reach because the religious matrix and the scientific matrix, who owns all the media and the information, will never allow me to do so. Do I make sense?
Yes.
So when I say like Nostradamus, we are all doomed, there is no doubt because it's a process of dying and rebirthing that has been going on since forever. I mean, what is 100 years of life? It's nothing. It's the time that it's going to take you to fire up matches in time and space. Even shorter than that, you're gone. And who's to remember you? Whatever has been created is doomed to die because it's doomed to rebirth, and there are no death. The planet called Pluto controls the reincarnation principle. The worm in the water transforming into a butterfly from one watery element, from one world, flying into the thin air directly into the sun. That's the process that I'm trying to explain. There is no death. It's just a recycling process. And each time you reincarnate yourself on this world with your karma, let's say, for example, all your life, like Nostradamus did, or like I did, you master the stars. You are going to reincarnate, and the stars, by the ultimate karmic order, the stars will be affecting harmoniously each other's, which means you are going to be put through specific experiences. You're going to meet specific people that had incredible experiences, breed, and people that have incredible teaching and wisdom to share. So karmically, all the work that you did in your previous past life will catch up for you, with you, in your next reincarnation. You're not going to teach Michael Jackson how to sing and dance. You're not going to teach Mozart or Beethoven how to play piano. You need to understand those souls have spent countless life, okay, learning, mastering a specific experience, specific area of the human experience. So they come back in this world with gifts, like you have gifts. I have gifts. Every single people listening to your show tonight, Jeffrey, has a gift. The sad reality is they are not curious enough to find out what it is or develop it. And then they lead a normal life until the number is up again, and then they have to start again. Let me explain something. Maybe I'm going to make more sense as far as karma is concerned. Let's say you're a young soul. You are racist. You hate gays because you don't understand that they have been made this way by God for specific purpose. And all you do in this lifetime is damage. Okay. So, and you end up, you die, you're obviously infected, so you don't have a long life. You end up a drug addict or committing suicide or sick, dying with cancer. That's your karma. You're gone. Now, when you die, you go into what you call the Akashic record. Call it paradise, call it whatever you want. But this is nobody but you to judge yourself. What's the only difference now that you have joined God? God is too big to come down here, so to speak. So he's sending trillion parts of himself, of every one of us, to play in this world, okay? And then when you die, you gather all the information, all the power, all the awareness, all the clarity of the thought in one. You become one with the creator, okay? So there is nobody but you as God judging yourself and say, okay, that's what I did. Oh, man, I was so stupid. I did not grow like I wanted to, because God is endlessly growing into the wisest, most powerful, incredible, eternal entity ever. That's God. That's you. That's me. That's everybody. Okay. Now, you realize objectively that you didn't do the right job. So, okay, what is the best place for me to be born back on this hell? Okay, so next thing you know, now you are, you've been a racist of your life. You end up in the middle of Africa in a little village with no food and no water. And that is the karma you have to pay. You have messed up the universal order. You didn't aim for the love, for the light, for the expansion, for God, for peace, for eternal security. You have done nothing but the opposite. You've been infected by the reptilians and you didn't fight. So now you have a karma to pay. And that is very hard for me to say, and very hard for extremely sensitive people to accept. But that is my perception of what's going on.
That's one thing I've said that I've wondered if that's that happens. A while back, I've had dreams of a Native American being hung by a preacher while he reads the Bible to him. And also during chemo, a medicine man visited me and did some kind of weird ceremony in my dreams. And then also my dad, who never did drugs or booze, even though he was abusive, but he said he saw a chief ghost. So I've wondered if one of my past lives was a Native. I've also wondered, hopefully I wasn't the white dude reading the Bible and hanging the guy either, but I've wondered if I had some Native past.
Well, you have both, my friend. You went ahead of me. If you're ahead of the dragon, if your tail of the dragon is in Gemini, I've mentioned earlier, and you can listen to this again when you replay your show, that your dragon said is Sagittarius. Sagittarius was foreigners, foreign lands, which means your best teachers, I'm one of them, will be foreigners. You're lucky on foreign ground. Now, your dragon said symbol is represented by a man, a bow and arrow, or the Indian. So it's more than obvious that you have had past life with the Mayan, the Incas, the Sumerian. Much of your past life evolve around those disappeared civilizations. Do you agree with me?
I definitely agree with you. No doubt about it. There's definitely, I'm also, you know, I was raised Christian and I have roots there, but I also love to study American Indian shamanism. We've had people on from tribes all over. Also, I found out from my DNA that I have a lot big Viking, Great Britain and Irish connection. And I've loved Norse stuff, Norse shamanism. I love that. That's good. But I love that kind of stuff. So I've always been drawn to it.
Well, anytime you're born with a dragon, said in Sagittarius, alpha man, alpha horse, with the bow and the arrow, it 150% enunciates your direct relationship with the Indian disappeared civilization. The only problem is that you have to understand the positive and the negative aspect of Sagittarius. The positive aspect is you on that horse, meaning you've got to travel physically, intellectually, and spiritually, and you've got to throw those arrows outside of the books, outside of the codification of thought. You've got to throw those arrows into the stars, because there is absolutely no doubt in my cosmic wisdom that you have handled the stars and dealt with the stars and perish because or in the name of the stars. And you have been on both sides of the scale being a Sagittarius. You have been a conquistador. You have destroyed these people. And then you've been forced to reincarnate, because in time and space, there is no time. You can go back into the specific time, which is still in the scheme of things, and repay your karma. So I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. And definitely, you have chosen it, and you have chosen a dragon's tail in Gemini that puts you in a position to communicate and to talk and to deal with foreigners that have the kind of wisdom that you need to expand on your head of the dragon. Now, if you discipline yourself and crystallize your thought, because this dragon's tail in Gemini makes you an ADD, pretty much like me. I have the same dragon that you have. You can write, you can discipline and crystallize your thought, and you could become a publisher like me. All my books are everywhere. I'm a writing machine. I never took a lesson in English, and I never took a lesson on how to type. And I can type faster than you can read. And I'm much, much better in writing English than I am in French, because I've been here since 1972, I left France. I was only 22 years old. I'm 69. So I had time to travel all over the world. And that's why.
Dr. Turi, I want to let Jerry get one last question in, because we end about 5 till. So, Jerry, would you like to ask a question?
Already? I got some fight with you guys.
Yeah, I'm kind of conflicted. Dr. Turi is just getting on a roll here. So one of the things, I guess, just a comment is, like, have you maybe thought about putting some of your content on the dark web? Because it's not all just, like, weird stuff. It's like, I've noticed a lot of message boards and other kind of information. A lot of ufology stuff is actually making its way on there. And so I don't know if you can give
that. I would love to join. I would ask you to go to my website again, drturi.com, and then just under the first picture, there is my email address. I would ask you please to send me the link so I can join and share my wisdom for the people that are interested. I'd be more than happy to do that, my friend.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll send you some information on it. It kind of will decentralize it to where you can't really be censored very easily. So it'll be accessible and anonymous for people as well. So yeah, I'll definitely send you some information on that.
Cool. Yeah, I'm already working with Jeffrey and Ben on his website.
He's at Before It's News on the forum. Dr. Turi's been posting at Before It's News. Check it out, the forum. So we got Dr. Turi there and lots of cool stuff, but definitely love that.
But again, all I can suggest your audience to do, Jeffrey, is to be curious, and most of all, invest on your UCI, invest on your unique celestial identity, invest in realizing your position and your mission and the part you play in the cosmic design, because that's God's will. And again, I repeat myself, God don't speak to fools. In other words, unless you speak this cosmic language and read the sign and understand the dynamic involving the cosmic code, there's no way God's going to hear your prayer or support or endorse you. In my lecture in Palm Springs, I was telling people that God don't care. And I had a speaker that was very religious, wanted to punch me when I said that. And I told him, look, calm down and listen carefully. Now, is God the ultimate creator? He says, yes, of course. I said, does God control the wind, the sea, the earth? Yes. Does he control earthquake and volcano and hurricane and tsunami? Of course, he's the creator of nature. I said, now, does God kill innocent babies in an earthquake and a volcano eruption? He was denying the fact. I said, God don't care. God doesn't rationalize with you or with me. If you do not understand the cosmic code jurisdiction and you go and take a cruise after the full moon or during your negative cosmic biorhythm, you're going to end up constipated on that cruise or poisoned like millions of people have done in the past. You cannot do things when you feel like, because nobody taught you the laws of the divine does not emancipate you from the penalty. And I told him, do you stop at the red light in the street? Did you stop at the stop sign in the street? He says, yes. I said, these are the laws of man. The other side of my hand depicts another set of laws, a laws written in light through God himself. Then that's where you need to investigate. And then I tried to explain to him, he was a Virgo, the Virgin Mary. That's why he was teaching about the Virgin Mary all his life. He was facing the world as a Pisces. Of course, he was a Neptunian swimming downstream. I saw him later on smoking pot. So there we go. You know, I was right. And then at that conference, I had people following me all over the places. Dr. Tree, oh my gosh, I connect with you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for these people to take the time to come and thank me for me being able to reach them was such a blessing. I felt really, really good. So I'm asking your audience, if you can make it to that UFO cruise, okay, there is, you can go to my website again, drtree.com, and click on that cruise on the banner. You see the ship. We're going to have some really serious big head out there that's going to tell you on the rational level all the research and the fact about the existence of extraterrestrial and UFOs. In my case, it's a very different story because I don't need to be convinced. I know they're real. They've been touching me since I'm 7 years old. I'm going to be doing things on that ship. I'm going to be digging into the superconscious in time and space. I'm going to go and do things that never been done before on the ship. I understand the stars of those days, and I know what to do in that specific meeting on that conference. And all the cosmic winds on that ship are going to be very progressive. In fact, they are unique and very, very positive. So think of planning to go with us in October for a few days. And there are things you will have to do if you decide to be part of my group and go with me to visit some very old places or vortexes. And remember, the Mayan didn't build the pyramid or whatever they felt like. They were following very specific cosmic rules using astrology because astronomy didn't exist then. Okay, and that's where you can regenerate from those monuments by going on top of them barefoot. And you can see the picture of me on my website, on that newsletter, literally full of electricity. My aura is exploding in white light. You can see the pictures. You can see the orbs when Draco entered my body, my mind, and my soul. I'm not making nothing up. This is real. So if you can join me out there in October, then you guys are going to have certainly a fantastic time.
Definitely. We appreciate it so much, and we're definitely going to get you on some more in the coming year. And then I know Joe's going to talk to you after we're done. I'm just waiting for Joe to give the signal. But what's the best site for everybody to go to? Just drturry.com. What's your site?
Well, I have two websites. One is the public website, drturry.com, where you can read the curse of Nostradamus. You can read the prediction and the date that I gave you for what's going to happen in the next few days. That will be on CNN. Prove my claim that I really speak to God through the sign. And then I have another website called the Cosmic Code. That is about close to, 9 or 10,000 people that have a close relationship with me. They are my students, my clients, my patients. And there I teach them the cosmic code. I talk about the news and why this happened, looking at the moon. I also give very specific forecasts, three different horoscopes. And then people go there. It's like me talking to you every day, telling you, okay, this is it. This is what's going on with this. This is going on with that. So I guide you if you intend to take a trip, sign a contract, get married, have a birthday party. You can look at what I write, and from there use all the positive cosmic winds so that whatever you do out there, you're protected. And then I want to mention, I want you to pay attention. I want your audience to really, really pay attention right now because it's the end of the show. Okay. And I want you to remember that before you go to bed. I want you to think and say to yourself, my future is nothing else than the reincarnation of my thought. My future is nothing else than the reincarnation of my thought. And then add that sentence, God created the stars and the heavens for more than the sake of beauty. He gave them to us for interpretation, so that we may lead a safer, more productive life. If that becomes your prayer, you're going to be able to activate the magic from the superconscious in time and space. And then, finally, God will be hearing and answering your prayers.
Thank you. That's great. I'm going to definitely re-listen and write that down. I have a lot of positive affirmations, but I'm going to add that to my repertoire for sure, no doubt about it. We appreciate it so much. I'm just waiting for Joe to give the signal. We usually stop five after, but Joe, are you there? Everybody, you're listening to United Public Radio 107.7 FM New Orleans, and thanks, Jerry, so much. And next week will be Jerry in the hot seat. The hot seat. It's not a hot seat. It's a cool seat.
Very chill. Dude.
Yeah, it's a chill, laid back. That's what I told a guy I was trying to get on the show. It's just like hanging out with friends and just running, you know, talking. That's it. You know, we're not here to, you know, freak people out or cause drama or anything like that. It's just laid back learning. That's what I do. That's what we do. Well,
exactly.
Did they let you out of the cage again? What the hell happened here, man? I thought we had you locked up, man. I'm back.
Thanks, everybody. And we're gotta end it. We'll get you back on, Dr. Turi, and I'm sure Joe's got something for you. All right. Thanks.
You got it. Thank you, guys. God bless. Thank you for having me.